Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. I wonder what you think of the reports that the Labour leader, Sir Keir Starmer, has hinted he would consider banning private healthcare were he to become Prime Minister, as he says he would listen to my mum, who was a passionate defender of the NHS. Now, his mother has sadly died, and I don't really want to comment on anything she said, but I do want to comment on Sir Keir. Because let's be clear about it. The NHS, I mean, it was Labour that put the NHS together in the years, immediate years following the end of World War II. And it's grown into this vast neo-Stalinist, uncaring, all-powerful monstrosity that doesn't care for patients, but that does care for its own staff. So perhaps Sir Keir is simply virtue signalling to what he imagines are all those Labour voters in the wards and in the corridors of power of the NHS. He also has said he would phase out private healthcare, as I say, and implement a 10-year plan for the NHS if he were to become PM. Now, first of all, I can't imagine for one moment he ever will become Prime Minister. That's not much of a comfort, because when we have people like Boris Johnson, that's just as bad, to be quite honest. But this notion that he would simply phase out private healthcare, why would you do that? Well, is that because you hate the idea of people being able to choose and make provision for their own health? You hate the idea of people being responsible for their own health? You hate the idea of the NHS having any opposition, which of course it does have. And as someone who's used both NHS and private healthcare facilities and paid for the latter, by the way, I much infinitely prefer the latter. The NHS this is even pre-COVID. The NHS was dysfunctional. We'll never be post-COVID, will we? But, you know, in the times in which we live, the NHS is essentially the COVID health service. And nobody in their right mind would want to risk going into the NHS. But this was in a BBC podcast where the Labour leader described how his mother, who was a nurse and regarded the health service as her lifeline, feared a move towards privatisation if things got really bad. But why would a move towards giving people choice, why would that be a problem? Why is choice bad? Well, I'll tell you why. Because sort of socialist Marxists like Sir Keir Starmer, they don't believe you should have a choice. They don't believe that you should take responsibility for your health provision. They'll do it for you. Mind you, you've got to pay them an awful lot of money, but they will do it. And of course, we get the sob story. Her passion for the NHS ran so deep, Sir Keir told BBC host Nick Robinson, that as she lay dying in an intensive care unit, she urged Sir Keir at that to say, she said to him, "You won't let your dad go private, will you?" Why? Why wouldn't he let his father go private? So all these things just demonstrate to me that the NHS is essentially a cancer. I think I would describe it as simply as that. It's meditized across the UK. It's we've been told for the past 20 months that our lives have to be taken apart, torn up. People have to die at home so as we can save the NHS. I don't want to save the NHS. I want to bury the NHS. It's an appalling institution. Yes, there are some good people who work in it. I know some good people who work in it, and I have nothing but respect for them. But the institution in which they work and the way it's constructed and the direction in which it's going means that it absolutely should be abolished. We need to privatise the NHS. We need to let private money go in there. And of course, if you think that big financial interests aren't already well embedded in the NHS, then you're living in cloud cuckoo land. Just like, you know, if you don't think big pharmacy is controlling this government, then you're living in cloud cuckoo land. So, of course, then Sir Keir trots out the usual cliches. We'd be a better country if we dealt with health upstream, preventative measures in the community, much better use of technology in our hospitals, and a proper 10-year plan for the NHS with appropriate funding. Listen, as long as I've known it, the NHS has never had sufficient funding. I know people at very senior level who have been working in the NHS for 30 years. So they've been there a long time. You can imagine they've stayed in it that long, they've risen to the top. Many of them in the financial sphere within the NHS. And anybody thinking that the NHS uses your taxes in a sensible, controlled manner, it doesn't work like that. It really doesn't. They know all they have to do is to shroud wave and politicians get them more money. That's why year after year, instead of budgets being kept held within people, keeping within their budgets, they bust their budgets. They do it deliberately. They do it absolutely deliberately. So that's the failure of the NHS. But Sir Keir thinks if only he can give them a 10-year budget, that then they will absolutely stay within that. But Sir Keir, how would your 10-year budget cope with events such as COVID? It would have completely blown it apart, wouldn't it? So the 10-year plan, this is something we would have seen in the Soviet Union, to be quite honest. Remember the 5-year, 7-year plan for wheat production, for tractor production, all that? That's Sir Keir Starmer's mindset. So no matter how you look upon it, folks, the NHS is not fit for purpose. It's let too many good people died. It has been extraordinarily cruel in how it's dealt with patients during the COVID time. I know someone who was in an NHS ward, and they had a very nasty, very severe condition. So they were in great pain, and they were pleading for painkillers to try and ease the pain. And they told me that the doctor, it took ages for someone to see them. And when the doctor did come to see them, the doctor sat down at their bedside and said, "Now look, being a patient means you have to have patience. This is to a person who was in great pain. That's the NHS. Now, I know what I would have done, and I can't probably repeat it on a podcast to such a doctor had they dared say that to me. But that's the kind of the detached, easygoing arrogance that lies at the heart of the NHS. It's what Sir Keir Starmer obviously finds attractive. It's what I find deplorable. And that's why, as I say, I'd like to see the NHS broken up into a million different pieces. The model can't work. There's a reason why no other country in the world follows in the footsteps of the NHS. Thanks so much for listening.